Thank you for your patience, Mr. Alligood. I'm going to. Are you with me?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm sorry.
I thought
I lost you. I'm going to try one other thing, and then if I can't find this account, I'm going to have my supervisor actually reach out to you. What are the last four of the credit card number that was charged?
That is 1255.
And you said it was for WOW, right?
Yes.
What
is it? Says, here it is. Yeah, WB, World Book, WOW, and it has the phone number, and it has IL, which I sent to Illinois. It's a Visa purchases. Let's see, merchant information, has a phone number. World. The WB asterisk World Book WOW, and that's all it says.
I'll try to look it with your first and last name. What's your first name for me?
Jeff or Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y.
You want me to search under your spouse's name?
Sure. Dana, D-A-N-A.
And did you guys create an account with World Book?
I have no idea. It could be, I mean, it could be one of those deals where you get something in the mail and you're able to select several different magazines,
mm-hmm.
Cashing in points or something along those lines. That's what it could be, something like that.
I'm not sure what in the world it is going on here, but what I'm going to do is see. I'm just going to send an email over and have my supervisors look into it. What would be a good number for them to reach you on?
It would be, you know what, I do I do have a much longer reference number.
We're going to try. Let's search with it.
All right, you want me to give you a reference number? It says the transaction date was 9/30. The posted date was 10/1.
Okay, so I'm going to actually, in the event I can't locate it, I'm going to give mm-hmm. them this. What's the reference number?
Okay, it's a long number. Let me give it to you. It's a 2-4, excuse me, let's start over. 2409064104107415385485368.
All right, I'm going to repeat that back to you for verification. Got 24.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
And then it might be easier, single digit, so I'm going to start over. 2409064104107415385485368.
That's correct.
Okay. And the 3618, you said that was what kind of number?
That was just the last four of the reference number.
Oh, the last four of the reference number.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try and search with the reference number.
Okay.
See if maybe we can locate something there. see a way for me to. Did it give you an invoice number? Oh, I wonder. That almost looks like an account number. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
And I can't locate it to save my life, apparently. Okay, so I'm just going to send that over to them so that they can look into this and get this taken care of for you. And
okay.
Let me see the email. I have two email addresses for you. JEALLIGOOD@gmail.com. And then the alleygoods@mac.com.
That's correct.
And do you want to provide a phone number to reach you on?
Sure. 704-957-1739.
Oh, 704-957-1739.
That's correct.
All right, Jeff, I am so sorry that I was not able to resolve this for you.
Okay.
Did it happen to give you any type of account number or anything like that?
No, it just had the reference number and everything else I told you, so it's not real specific.
And you said it was from 10-1, correct?
It looks like the charge went through on 9-30 and it posted on 10-1.
Okay.
So the Yeah.
Charged on 10-30. I mean 9-30. Look at me. I'm
yes.
Like all the way at the end of September. I'm at the end of October already, huh?
Sorry.
And it was charged to the card last four ending in 1225. I mean 1255.
Yes. That's correct, 1255.
Okay. All right, Jeff, we will get this addressed and we will figure it out and update you ASAP. I would imagine
Great.
You'll probably have a call later on this afternoon, possibly tomorrow, if the supervisor that needs to look into this is not here today. Is it okay if she calls you tomorrow?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. I am getting this over to them now, and I thank you for calling World Book. You have a great weekend.
Great. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.